Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. I hope everybody is enjoying their weekend, enjoyed the Sabbath. I'm sure I did. I know I did. I'm talking about I'm sure I did. I'm sure you did. All that good stuff. It has truly been a pleasure. Boy, we have learned so much, you guys. I don't even know. It's like, is it anything else to learn? But it has been a blessing. Hold on one moment. I am so sorry. I got to chewing on these grapes. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. But all is well. The weather is beautiful. It's a little overly hot, but other than that, it's just beautiful. I want to say something, and I'm going to do a YouTube clip. I've been trying to do this all weekend, but time hasn't permitted. But I do want to say something, and I'm going to put a YouTube clip on today about the second Exodus. I want to, and because we have people listening to us from all over the world, I just want to say this. There are a lot of people out there trying to profit off of the second Exodus and saying things on YouTube and TikTok and all these places about get ready. And we are supposed to prepare ourselves, don't get me wrong. But be very careful that people don't lead you astray. Don't send any money to anybody. The Most High is not having us send money to anyone. Please be careful with what you put in your spirit. Please try the spirit by the spirit. Go before the Most High and wait on him. The biggest thing I can tell you is wait on him. When the time comes for us to start gathering, when the time comes for us to start moving towards the coastlines, when the time comes for us to start doing these things, he will let you know. It will not be secret. It will not be one person doing it. It will be a conglomerate of us organizing this thing to get this thing done. Please be careful with what the things you see on the internet, on YouTube, and on TikTok. Please be careful. Because people, especially from the church, when they find an angle, because they're all looking for an angle, because people are leaving the church buildings and they're looking for an angle, as soon as they find an angle where they know people are anxious and people are wanting an answer and expecting an answer, here comes the prophets. And the prophets got all the generic, what they do, you guys, is they listen around at our different classes that are on YouTube for free. They listen around to the classes, and they gather information, and they build a whole campaign around that information. And the reason why we know this is not true is because they're mixing apples and oranges. And you can always tell when they're mixing apples and oranges, and they know that we're all waiting to leave here. They know that the next thing is going to happen is the second Exodus. So they get on YouTube, and then all of a sudden, bam, the Lord told me. But then they're asking for money at the same time. It's the same old church tactic. They've been doing it for the last 30, 40 years. It's the same old thing. Don't be deceived. When this happens, it is going to be known. It will not be a secret. You'll have all the information you need to have, and he will let his people know. And you don't have to pay anybody for the information. So stop, don't panic, stop panicking, unpack your bags, be prepared, but live your life. Don't start selling your stuff, don't sell your houses and cars, don't do any of those things. Live your life, because when the time comes, whatever we have, we're going to leave it behind anyway. Don't let anybody put you in a panic or put you in a fear state. Do not let anyone do that, because the Most High does things decent, and he does it in order. And he does not have to have his people running up out of here and scared they're going to be left. He said in his word that no one would be left in those lands. I've heard people say, oh, some of y'all ain't going to leave and some of y'all going to stay behind. No, he said none would be left in the land. None. And when he say none, he means none. None will be left in the land. So my word to you is relax. Just relax. take a deep breath, stay in his word, and follow his word, because he puts his word above his name. Do not let anyone panic you. Relax. Take a deep breath and relax. And if you choose to go to conferences or whatever, make sure you know that is your choice. But I'm telling you, they're mixing apples and oranges together, because they don't study. And if they studied and they knew it, we wouldn't have, guess what? If and when and whoever it is that the Most High chooses, or however it is he chooses it, we will be behind them 100%. We will be behind them 100%. We will do whatever we need to do to make it happen. And we will do whatever the Most High tell us to do. He's not going to do nothing in secret. You don't have to be running them. Just relax and take a deep breath. So I just want to make sure that I put that out there, because I don't want anybody to be led astray, and I don't want anybody to start panicking, and I don't want anybody to start having anxieties and all that. We got to run toward the coastline. No, all you got to do is wait on Yah. Wait on Yah. You know, I was thinking, he is so powerful that when the children of Israel left Egypt, do you know the scripture said that there was none that were feeble among them? Even the old people, he gave the old people strength to be able to walk. Let me find that scripture. Well, let me find it. Oh, my goodness. I was like, look at this. It said no feeble among them. Nobody was feeble. It's in Psalms 105 and 37. Let me pull it up. Psalms 105. In the 37th verse, Psalms 105 and verse 37. It's just a blessing. This is how powerful he is. He don't need us to do. He don't need us to do nothing. He's got this. And it's always somebody that pops up out of the blue that say, "Oh, y'all, we the Lord." No. Watch what he says. This is about Israel. This is about the Psalms 105 is talking about the Exodus anyway. Yes, he did. We're going to start at 26. He said, this is Psalms 105, 26. He said, Moshe, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen, they showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. That's Egypt. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees, and brake the trees of their coasts. He spake, and the locust came, and the caterpillars, and that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also, now he's talking about Israel, with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and a fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out, and they ran in the dry place like a river. And he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. He gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Most High. We don't have to worry. Let me say it again. He said there was not one feeble among them. He even gave the old people strength. He even gave the lame strength, and the baby strength. This is the Elohim we serve. But you can always tell the people who don't know who he is, because the first thing they instill is fear. You better get ready. It's going to be terrible. No, all we got to do is wait on him. Just wait on him. Just wait on him. And watch, he going to show up and do what he said he going to do. Stop following and running behind these people because they sound like they know what they're talking about. Stop doing it. So I just wanted to put that out there. I really did want to put that out there. Anybody have any questions or comments, please push one, because I want you all to know it's going to be all right. Just relax. Just relax. He going to make a way. He always does. He always will. And he's never going to leave us hanging. He's never going to leave us hanging. He got us. He wrote the end from the beginning. And if this ain't a hell of a story, I don't know what is. If anybody can attest to that, after yesterday, please push one. I mean, because it's just getting better and better and better. And every time you think you know something, he show you something else to let you know how powerful and awesome he is. He do. It's a powerful thing. And then here comes somebody out of nowhere. Y'all better stop. You better pack. You better do this. All you got to do is lay back. We don't even know how much we're going to be allowed to take when we leave. One thing I know we're not taking is nothing. So don't start selling stuff. Live as comfortably as you can. Because when the time comes, and all they've been doing is listening around at the different radio, the different Hebrew Israelite classes, and they form this whole narrative around God told me. Okay. He told me to tell you. Okay, well, we're going to see. We're going to see. Just relax, Israel. I know some of y'all are new and you're waking up to this thing for the first time, but just relax. Relax and just learn about him. Get to know him. Love on him. Do you love on him by being obedient to his word. Study his word. Know who he is as the Elohim. Know the sacrifice that was made for Israel. Know the reason why we're in this captivity in the first place. Get to know him in his word. Spend time with him in prayer. Get to know your Elohim, and he will not leave you hanging. And they'll be like, well, they fasting and praying. I did too when I was in Christianity. I know a whole lot of people that fast and pray, and they lie out the same breath. They profuse liars, habitual liars. And they fast and they pray, and they push their plate back and they pray. And they habitual liars. I know people that do that. Don't be so caught up on what they're saying. You pray. You go before the Most High and ask him to lead you in the right direction and to not to lead you astray. You do it. Because this is going to be too massive of a movement for it to be kept quiet. It's going to be too massive of a movement. Now, I'm not saying don't go to conference calls and get on. I'm not saying not to do that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to do that. I'm just saying be cautious of who you listen to. Because if you know the word, guess what? When this happens, you'll know. When it's time for this to happen, you'll know. When it's time for this to happen, you will definitely know. Brother Uriah, I didn't even ask you. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, please push one. I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask. I'm just talking. And thank you so much. I'm just running my mouth and talking. I hope y'all heard that, you know, because this is from the heart. You know, and like I said, nobody's hating whoever it is and whoever the Most High choose to do it. We back them 100%. I'm behind you 100%. We'll do whatever we need to do, organize what we need to do, because we've been on the radio show for 10-plus years now. So we'll be there 100% to back whomever it is, however it's supposed to move. But be careful of false prophets. Be careful of them. And anybody that's asking you for money, be careful of that. Be careful of that. Because ain't nobody, you ain't supposed to be giving nobody no money. They supposed to be giving you money when you get ready to leave. They giving, he said, we leaving with great wealth and substance. We ain't got to pay nobody for no instructions. He's going to send somebody with the instructions. And it's going to be free, just like everything else is free. You ain't got to join no clubs and pay no money and get no seats in advance. All that stuff is deception. So, you know, we have to make sure that the leaders that have been doing these things and the people in the nation of Yehuda are leaders. All of us, and I think I speak for everybody, relax. Just relax. Take a deep breath and relax. And get to know your Elohim. Because he's a wonderful Savior. I mean, for real. Woo! The more you know him, the more you think you know him, the more he show you. And you be like, oh my goodness. You know, he's too powerful for that. He even gave the old people strength. Nobody was feeble. I guess the old people, the 80-year-old people and the 90-year-old people probably felt like they was 45. And they made that journey like, let's go, I'm ready to go. That's how wonderful our Savior is. He made allowances. Their clothes didn't get old. Their shoes wasn't worn. It was a beautiful journey. He was finally reconnecting with his people. He finally was reconnecting with his people. And if you think that was great, wait till you see what he's getting ready to do now. If you think that was awesome, wait till he's getting ready to reconnect with us this time. He said, I promise I'm coming to get you. And one thing about it, his word can't come back, but it can't even come back. When he sent it out, it can't even come back till he finished, till it accomplishes what he set out to do. He sent it out there. And he sent it out. He said, and they will come back with great substance. And they shall return with great substance. That word is way out there. It's out there in the cosmos. And it's working itself. It's putting itself together. It's getting ready to contact the people who it need to contact. And it's going to he's putting all the particulars together. And he's putting together the people that are going to be in office. And the people, he's getting the boats together and all the stuff together. And it can't even return to him until it's finished. He said, my word will not return back unto me void. Hallelujah. Can't even come back until it's finished. That's the kind of Elohim we serve. All you got to do is just wait on it. He said, but in other words, in the meantime, come learn of me. Come know how I operate. Come know what I've sacrificed. Come know what I got planned for you. Because once you know him, can't nobody sway you in no other direction. I done heard too many of y'all say, I'm glad for the Bible class, because you know what, I be listening around to these folks, and I be like, that's off. That is the power of the Most High. That's the power of his word. That's his word. David said he put his word above his name. He ain't going to let his word, he can't lie. He cannot lie. He said, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. Just hold on. I'm coming to get you. Nobody knows the day. Nobody knows the hour. Nobody knows none of that. But when the time comes, you'll know. You'll know. But just relax. Go to work. Be the best employee you can be. Raise your children to get to know y'all. All of the things that is happening right now is irrelevant at this point because what we are doing is preparing to leave. That's what we are doing. So relax. Relax, relax. It's going to be all right. Just take a deep breath. And in the meantime, let's deal with this Florida issue. Hold on. In the meantime, let me get this up. All right, I got something I want you to hear. Came up about 2 days ago, and I want you to really understand what this is all about. Here we go.
We'll learn about Black history. The State Board of Education. Erupting in Florida over how students will learn about Black history. The State Board of Education has just approved standards for public schools. One rule that teachers must now follow requires middle school students to learn, quote, how slaves developed skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. And at the high school level, if students learn about race massacres like the 1920 rampage in Ocoee, Florida, teachers must include, quote, acts of violence perpetrated against and by African Americans. Joining me to discuss is Andrew Spahr, president of the Florida Education Association. Andrew, to be clear, when it comes to that massacre, that was against African Americans trying to prevent them from voting. Just to be clear with folks who may not be familiar with that history, what is your reaction to these standards?
We're very concerned about the standards here in Florida. You know, what teachers want to do is they want to teach kids an accurate, complete, and honest history, both the good and the bad. And what we see happening here right now in Florida is the governor is putting his political agenda ahead of the education of our children, and he's picking and choosing what he believes should be part of the history that is taught in our schools. I mean, you mentioned two examples from middle and high school, but even in elementary school, where we typically talk to kids about explaining and describing and defining, they're being told just to recognize and identify key figures in African American history, not talk about their contributions and how those contributions may have affected their lives and the lives of their families.
What other standards? Are there other ones besides the ones you mentioned, besides the ones that I outlined there in the introduction to you that are concerning?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're talking about what's missing from these standards. Florida's Articles of Succession when there was the Civil War aren't even included in these standards and talking about the impact that that has on our students or that had on black people and particularly slaves. We also see when we talk about the Supreme Court ruling of Brown versus the Board of Education, again, another key element is missing, which is when the Florida legislature voted to say that the Supreme Court ruling was null and void in the state of Florida. Those are key elements that we need to know because we learn from our history. And when you leave that out of the teaching to our students, it's problematic. And keep in mind, teachers in Florida are operating under a law passed last year, which was the Stop Woke Act, where they are threatened with their jobs and their teaching certificate if they teach something that the governor decides is part of woke in America or woke in Florida or part of stuff he does not want taught in our schools. And so because of that, teachers are very hesitant as to how they navigate standards when things like key issues are missing.
So, Andrew, your organization represents 150,000 teachers and also other education professionals. What are you hearing from them now with these standards passed?
Well, we've been hearing for a while from them because last year, again, Florida changed, passed the Stop Woke Act. They also had a civics training that they did for teachers, and we were hearing from them about how it seemed like they were trying to rewrite the history, leave things out, talking about how the founding fathers in our country fought against slavery, but not talking about how they own slaves. So teachers are very concerned with what's happening and how we're narrowing the curriculum. And they're also very concerned that many of our students are no longer seeing themselves in their learning. And that is really, really important for kids to learn. It's one of those foundational skills one of those foundational needs that kids have, which is to see themselves in their learning and how their learning connects to them. So when you say don't teach current events, when you say limit what kids can see and learn, that's a real problem for educators.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? What are the long-term effects that you are concerned about with children learning history the way it is outlined in these standards?
Again, you know, there's that old adage, if we don't learn from history, we're destined to repeat it. So if you are selecting what you can and can't learn in our schools, as the governor is doing right now for his own political ambition, then kids are missing out on that education they deserve and need. If they don't learn about how slavery really came about in this country and how there were attempts to continue slavery even after the Emancipation Proclamation, if they don't learn about how there was separate and unequal in our schools, which Brown versus the Board of Education reversed and changed, and how states like Florida and other states fought against desegregation, then we're destined to repeat that. And what's concerning is we're seeming like we're going back to 1950 rather than going ahead to 2050 and the great prosperity ahead of us.
Andrew Spahr with the Florida Education Association, thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
All right, everybody, there it is. That's the big controversy now. have to deal with this. We're going to have to talk about this. You know, I know we got people pushing the buttons and everybody has something to say. However, we got to go all the way, what I tell you earlier, we got to go back to the Word. What did the Word tell us to do? What did he tell us to do? He said, teach your children. He said, when they ask you how, he said, teach your children. Let them know that what happened. You know, that's indeed all through the scriptures. It's telling you to do that. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 11. All of the things that the Most High, he has already told us. And let me tell you this. We cannot expect any more than what they're doing. You cannot expect any more than what we hear. We cannot expect any more. Let me tell you why. And I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to tell you why. You really are expecting too much. You know, you really are. Here it is. Let me do this. We're going to start at Deuteronomy 6. He said, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Most High your Elohim commanded to you that ye may do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Most High thy Elohim to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Most High, the Elohim of thy fathers, have promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. It says, hear, O Israel, the Most High our Elohim is one Elohim, and thou shalt love the Most High thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest down in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. He said, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be a frontlet between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and of thy gates. And it shall be, when the Most High shall bring thee into the land when that he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou didst not build, and a house full of good things, which thou fillest not, and wells dig, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt be eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Most High, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Now let me tell you something. You can't expect anything than what you expect. Yeah, listen, fight, pick it, do whatever you're going to do. But it is your responsibility to tell your children when a person is telling them a lie. We've been talking about these lies that people have been propagating all through the times we've been on the radio. From Santa Claus to the Tooth Fairy, it's time to stop lying. It's time to stop lying and tell your children your history. Stop relying on other people to teach your children your own history. And I can understand the teachers not wanting to lie. Tell the truth. If you can't teach them, tell them, go home and ask your parents. Everybody now is against, they got this thing against the woke population. We don't want nobody woke. You have nothing to do with that. That is between the Most High and his people. Now all of a sudden being woke is a bad thing. And it's always going to be a bad thing. But we have a responsibility to teach our own children our own history. That's what we've been relying on everybody else to teach our children when it's our responsibility to do so. If that grandparents, stay out the club. Let's start being grandparents again. Start teaching your children's children. Of course, it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it is the reality of why we're here. It is the reality of why we are here. And slavery didn't teach us nothing. We came here knowing. We was a nation that was split up, and we came here knowing things. Hold on. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I agree with everything that you were saying. We did come here knowing everything, and I don't know what is ramping up, but there are talk shows out there now saying that they did some kind of study and that the black people were the most, we scored the lowest in intelligence, that we are the least intelligent, and all kind of stuff is just coming out against us. Because I was just talking to someone, and I was saying that we created or invented everything that they're using. It was a black woman that invented the GPS that you're using on your phone. And that's not televised. Okay, so if we were all this ignorant and, you know, our intelligence is very low, how could we have invented all these things? Okay, if you were so much smarter, how come during slavery it was a black slave who invented the toilet seat? They didn't even have a toilet seat. So intelligent, I think they would have at least invented a toilet seat to sit on to release themselves. So it's a lot of lies just being spread. And like you said, you need to teach your own. But a lot of our adults need to learn the history themselves, because the school system they went through, they were told that we came from slavery. We didn't invent just a few things, you know, Harriet Tubman and just a few people they want to tell you about, and that's all. Everybody else were your top scientists, your top this, your top that. But it was mostly our people that were the top people. And we invented so many things that they stole the patent from the slaves. They took it. We didn't even get a patent because we were slaves. So they had to take what you invented. They showed it to master. Oh, this is good. He take it and go patent it and slap his name on it. And a lot of that has been going on. And this is the part that they need to know. So I think what's going on, because of the awakening up, they don't want their children to know all that they did against the slave, talking about, oh, slavery was a good thing that we learned some skills. No, we came here with skills. So when those 20 got off that, when those 20 got off that ship, you showed us a video not too long ago, and you showed those 20 people when they got off, they put it down that what all we brought to them, that they didn't know literature, they didn't know cooking skills and various other skills. We came here with skills. So how was slavery teaching you some skills? They didn't teach you anything. They were whipping you on your back. They weren't teaching you any skills. What skills did they teach you? We knew how to sew. We knew how to improvise and do things and make something out of nothing. The stuff that they threw out that they didn't want for food, the slaves took it and cleaned it up and made a meal. They didn't know how to do it.
Absolutely.
I feel sorry for those that the teachers that have to make a choice as to, you know, how that's very bad that you can't go in the classroom and teach the real history and you're scared of losing your job because somebody may go home and say, the teacher taught us this or whatever. And, you know, that's very sad, very sad.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. You know, it's just that is the prelude of what's coming. It doesn't surprise me. You know, nobody wants to accept the fact that we are the children of Israel. Nobody wants to accept the fact that we came here as slaves. Nobody wants to accept the fact of what their ancestors did to us. But one thing about it, and one thing for sure, is that there is a God that sits high and looks low. He has it all written down. He knows what happened and who did what, and nobody will escape the punishment. They are not going to escape the punishment. They're not going to escape the punishment. Just like we had to go through our punishment, and we sat over here, and we were maimed and murdered and lynched and burned and babies fed to the alligators and all the things that happened. And then you turn around and say there was a benefit to it because we learned something. We did learn something. We learned how we disobeyed our Elohim, and he put us in the midst of our enemies, and just how evil the enemy could be. We did learn something. And now you don't want it to come out because you don't want your children to know how evil your ancestors were and are still, and some of them are still. So you cannot push anything under the rug, no matter what you do, because like I said, he wrote the end from the beginning. And whatever he said to do, his word is not going to come back void. It don't matter whether I say it, whether the teacher say it, whether the president of the United say it. It don't matter who said it, whether the pastor over the pulpit say it. The Most High has already said it. And it's going to be what he said it's going to be. Period. Period. It is our responsibility as parents to teach our children the truth. Nobody wants truth to come out. And when truth comes out, it upsets people. It does. And now all of a sudden, it's a terrible thing. Why? It's our history. It's how we got here, and it's what we experienced while we were here. And he told us what we were going to go through. It's not. All you got to do is go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And read from 15 on down. And everything that he put in there has happened to us as a people. Everything. So he can't lie, and I wouldn't lie. And if I was the teachers, I would tell them, as far as black history and slavery is concerned, it's best for you to get it from your parents and let them tell you. Because I'm not going to lie to these people and tell these people that it was their benefit when they was hung and maimed, murdered, and killed. I'm not going to do that. I just wouldn't do that. I would tell the teacher, go ask your parents about your black history. Because clearly, we're in a society now that does not want to be truthful, and they're not being truthful, and that does not surprise me. You can take that all the way back to Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. All of it's been a big, bold-faced lie. And then now they've decided, well, we just ain't going to tell their history. We're going to change the narrative where we don't look so bad. That's what it is. That's all it is. But the Most High know what you did. He saw what you did. And it's already been written down and recorded, so it ain't going to matter what nobody say, because the outcome is going to still be the same. It don't matter what you feel or what you think it should be. It's going to be what he wanted to be. Period. Point blank. It's going to be what he wanted to be. And you're not going to escape it, whether you tell it or not. So somebody got on him, and I'm sure it wasn't just him. The powers that be that's behind him politically probably got on him and said, oh, no, we need to do something about that. We can't have this going on down here. You know, and that's why I tell all of the Israelites that are out there, beware of these new Israelites popping up, causing controversy. Our job is to gather our people, tell them the truth, and be prepared when the Most High sets things in motion for us to leave. We're not trying to get no revenge. We're not trying to do nothing. All we're trying to do is get our people to the point where they're ready to leave when the time comes. That's it. But you can't stop the awakening. Nobody can. He did all of this. He's opening up his children's eyes, and there's nothing you can do about woke America, black America, because we waking up to the truth. And guess what? And guess what? They've always said we the number one, we the dumbest people around, we the sickest people around, we the poorest people around. Anytime it's a disease come out, they start this propaganda. It's more prevalent in the black community, black community, black community, black community. And if you hear that enough, you'll believe it. That has always been. We had the highest number of AIDS. We had the highest number of cancer. We had the highest number of breast cancer. We had the highest number of syphilis. We was the highest number with COVID. They've always done it. And now we the dumbest people in the world. But how could we be so dumb and we built this doggone place? We wasn't too stupid. We was able to build it. We couldn't have been that dumb because most of us was the ones inside the house taking care of the houses and cooking it. We couldn't have been that dumb. But it's always been that way. Anything to tear your self-esteem down. That's why you got to go before the Most High. You got to stay in His Word. And you got to know that no matter what, He loves you. You His people. You are the apple of His eye. He chose us to be the apple of His eye. We are His, the lot of His inheritance. We were the nation that He chose for Himself. Like the brothers, like the pastor said, our independence wasn't on the 4th of July. Our independence came when we walked out of Egypt. We walked in 70 souls and walked out a nation. So we don't have to, it doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. It's still not going to stop the Most High and what He's about to do. Nobody can stop Him. They can't stop Him. They just don't want their children to know just how diabolical some of them were. And yes, you are right. African Americans are killing African Americans. And that is something that we have to address. But wonder where they got who taught them how to be savages.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Everything, we didn't come over here killing each other. We weren't killing each other wherever they picked us from. We weren't killing each other on the ship. We learned that, and even when they brought us to this land, we weren't killing each other, fighting and all that kind of stuff. They taught us that.
And you stand up and see somebody shoot your father down in the field, right in front of everybody else with no impunity, no problem at all. You see them, they done raped your mama, and then they done hung your father on a tree because he had something to say about, you saw that in front of your eyes. What do you think that did to people psychologically? Yeah. I mean, but guess what? This is what was supposed to happen. They did what they were supposed to do. And now He's getting ready to come and get His people. And now His people are understanding why. And now the people are beginning to wake up and say, well, wait, oh, so this is why that there's so much hatred. Oh, so this is why we've been on the bottom all this time. And now everybody's feeling threatened. Well, guess what? We ain't the one you need to be worried about because the Most High still going to do what He said He's going to do. He's going to do it. What else can you say? Because He did it to us. If He brought us here and allowed you, because He said He turned His back, He allowed you to do what you did to us, you're going to get, you can't escape it because we couldn't. But now you don't want to teach it because it's too much of a reminder of what's about to happen. Because guess what? They tried everything in their power to dispute what we said. And they can't. But instead of saying, yeah, we did all them things, and yeah, it was wrong, you know, and we have to apologize for the things that we have done as a people, they want to brush it up under the rug. Don't say all that. Don't add all that. Now, take that part out and scoop that part over. I don't want you saying that's too much. Now, just say they benefited from it. You see that pride is still there. They still don't. That's what I said. No matter what we do, and these people go to church, and they sit up in church, and they lift up holy hands, and they pray to a God, but they still got that underlying hatred. We ain't going to say all that. That's
because
why
they carry the seed.
Yeah.
They carry the seed of their ancestors. You know, see, they don't want to go and trace their family tree to find out what they came from. What stock did you come from? Was your great 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 grandfather a slave owner? See, they don't want to trace that far back because they don't want to open that can of worms.
But what the thing about it is, though, what's reality is reality. We know why we're here, and we know why we were slaves. And it ain't no way to get around it. Even whether you owned a slave or you benefited from slavery, everybody benefited from it but us. Because that's how the Most High had it set up. But now that we know that, we know that it wasn't a all-out smear campaign just because we was black. No, it was that way because we were his children. So if you know that, if that was the way the economy was, then that's the way it was. Just tell the truth. But it's something about truth that don't nobody want to tell. If that was the truth, whether you had slaves or you benefited from slavery, we were slaves. Because the Most High put us up in this place to be slaves. Because we disobeyed him. This didn't have nothing to do with you. But it's that denial. Well, I ain't gonna admit to that. I'll never admit to that. I'll say this, but I won't say that. I'll admit to this, but I ain't gonna say all that. You might as well. Because he put you in a position to do what you did. You ain't gonna be able to get away from it. I mean, you know, we couldn't get away from it. Nobody got away from it, and nobody got by. And this word, like I said earlier, he sent his word out, and his word is going to come. It's not going to come back void. It's not. It ain't going to come back void. I don't care how good church is. I don't care how emotionally they make you feel. You're going to have to repent for the things that you have done. And instead of this nation repenting, or instead of the states repenting and saying, we're sorry, they still going to lie. So, I mean, if you know, mission, it's a lie. Nobody wants truth. Yeah, we was brought over here in the bottom of the ships, bleeding and pissing and pooping all on each other with no clothes on, being fed flop. And if you died along the way, they threw you overboard for the fish to eat you. Yes, that's how we got here. Because that's how our Elohim sent us here. Because we kept disobeying him, and we kept being disobedient, and we kept running behind serving other gods. You can't change that. Nobody can change that. And you might as well tell the truth. Yes, we did what we did. We take full responsibility for it. We have repented and asked him to forgive us for what we have done, because our ancestors gave an oath that they would follow his law, statutes, and commandments at the base of Mount Sinai, and then over time they just ignored it and forgot. They just chose not to do it. And he kept on delivering us time after time after time after time until he said, that's it, I'm done. I'm done. So let them get you out. You want to call on them gods, let them save you. I'm done. I'm going to send you. He said, if you obey me, these are the things that you'll get. But if you don't, this is what's going to happen to you. And we didn't, and this is where we're sitting. It has nothing to do with you, Governor Santo DeSanto. It has nothing to do with you. And it doesn't matter whether you put it in the schools, in the curriculum or not. The outcome is still going to be the same. It ain't going to matter. Because this is bigger than us. This is about a God punishing his people. And whether you teach it in school or not, at some point your kid's going to know what you did, because he's going to make sure you know. Because you're going to ask the same question eventually. Well, why is all this stuff happening to us? Well, what did we do? Well, I didn't do it. I don't know why we have to be punished for something our ancestors did. But guess what? He did us. He punished us for something that our ancestors did. You're going to make the same declaration before it's all over with, because the word says so. So it don't matter whether you teach it in the schools or not. Again, to the parents, you need to teach your own children. Because if we start teaching our own children, maybe some of this killing will stop in the streets. You know, it's time to give it back to the family and let the families begin to teach it. And if I was the teachers, I would not lie. I would just tell them, look, as far as slavery is concerned, we're not allowed to teach what really happened. So go ask your parents what happened and let them tell you. That's what I would do as a teacher. I would not lie for their school system. You know, I had a boss one time, and he told me, I had just took the job with him, and he said, I was a receptionist. He said, if anybody calls, please tell them that I'm not here. And we went in his office and shut the door. And I sat there and I sat there because I was in Christianity at the time. And I sat there and I said, what am I doing? Lie? And I walked in his office. I said, excuse me. I said, but I'm not going to lie for you. I said, no, I'm not going to. If somebody calls, I'll tell them you're not available, but I can't lie and tell them that you're not here. Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't ask you. I'm not going to lie for you. So, and that goes to the teachers. Don't let nobody force you to tell a lie. I would just tell the kids, this is something you're going to have to discuss with your parents. It's as simple as that. It's okay. It's all good. Let us tell them, because we're going to tell them the real story. And it ain't going to be watered down, and it ain't going to be diluted, and it ain't going to be none of that. And, you know, it's not, and it's not a reflection of revenge. Because when you understand what happened, there is no revenge. All it is, all the thing that we're happening now is we're ready to exit. It's time for the second exodus. And we need to come together and pray and ask him to deliver us. Ain't nobody going to tell them. I'm going to lie for nobody. I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell these kids no lie. Of course you're going to promote your own self. That's the same way with the movies, all the religious movies and all the stuff that's on television, from Abraham to Moses to Jeremiah to Jacob to King David. Everybody is white. It's the same stuff, so it don't surprise me. It really don't. It don't. I'm sorry. It really doesn't surprise me. It is what it is. But it's just putting the ball back in the court of the parent. The parent's going to have to do the teaching. And who better to teach our own history than us? Who better? You got Moors in the land that talk about they was here first. Teach your children that if that's who you believe you are. You got Egyptian people, black Egyptians that are saying, you know, we are the Egyptians. And if that's the case, teach your children who you are. And then we got the Israelites that are saying we the Israelites. We have to teach our children. That's our responsibility. The Most High told you to teach your children. What happened? And it's just simple as that. It ain't hard. They are. You know? It's just really not hard to do. You just got to do it. And it ain't easy to do because I'm telling you, we done got lazy. We want the responsibility to be thrown off on everybody else, but they ain't going to tell you the truth. It's your job to tell your children. This is your job to give your children the self-respect and the importance that they need to have to go through life. It's your job. And if we stop dressing up and doing all the stupid stuff, start training and teaching your children. That's our job. Grandparents start being grandparents. And they at the age when they little, they can absorb it all. They can absorb it all. You know, you can't expect the enemy to tell your story. That's ludicrous. You want them to tell your story from their perspective? Please. No. That's not going to happen. You'll get to looking around like, what in the world is this all about? Then the enemy ain't going to never tell your story because it's going to vilify him. And he just ain't going to do it. He ain't going to do it. So as far as Florida is concerned, you know, unfortunately the curriculum is the curriculum. And they've done what they've done. But now you know and they've told you what it is. It's time to do something else. He going to make you do it one way or the other. The Most High going to make you do it one way or the other. All of this stuff is happening for a reason. It's not by chance it's happening now. It's happening for a reason. Because there's a whole lot of stuff we need to deprogram our children about. A whole lot of stuff. But it ain't going to, the only where they're going to get it is at home. And it's time to stop being lazy. Because if you leave it up to somebody else, beware of what they learn. You're going to have to deprogram them like, no, that ain't how it really was. You know, I didn't even know how bad slavery was. I mean, I seen Amistad and I seen all that, but I really didn't realize how bad it was. And I used to wonder, how could a people do something like that to another people? You know what? It was orchestrated and designed by our own Elohim. He put it in their hearts to hate us the way that they do. He wanted that to happen so that you could realize what it would mean to be out of his presence and not to be in right standing with him, away from him, and among other people, other nations that you know nothing of that serve other gods. He said, you want it? I'm going to give it to you. Hook, line, and sinker. Here you go. Eat it, snort it, smell it, drink it. It's going to come out your pores. Because anything you do for the devil is never what it's cracked up to be. It never is. It look good from the outside looking in. You be like, man, they having a party over there. I want to be over there. It's too quiet over here. Ain't nothing going on over here. Until you look over there, you be until you get over there. You be like, oh, my God, these people got issues. They murderers and drug addicts and all kind of cutthroats and all kind of stuff. It looked like from a distance y'all was having fun. But I would rather be over there with the peaceful people. But you got to go there first. Guess what it started? Where it started, y'all? It started in the garden when he said, man has become one of us to know the difference between good and evil. Woo! It started in the garden. He said, man has become one of us to know the difference between good and evil. He did! What did Sister Afion say? She said, you got to meet the devil first for you in order for you to appreciate who the Most High is. You do! It's a prerequisite to come into this earth. When Adam and Eve did it, that's a prerequisite. You have to go through the training of good and evil. That is something you have to understand. You ain't going to pass by that one. You're going to figure that out. You would wonder why people are always getting in trouble. Well, why they can't get it? Because they still going through the school of good and evil. You're going to figure out what it is. You're going to figure out who rules the good and who rules the evil. And then you're going to understand how the game is played. And then you're going to make a choice. And even your choice is predestined. So it is what it is. There ain't no way around this. This thing was the end. He wrote the end from the beginning. It is. Powerful thing. It is. Everything happens for a reason. And all this is a part of his plan. You think he just came up with that on his own? No, the Most High put it in his heart. He the one, and he passed it back. That was his doing. Because he rules in the kingdom of men. And people getting all upset. It's like, hey, all we got to do is start teaching our own children. Start teaching them. There's plenty of work to do. Let's start teaching them. Well, they can still go to public school. And they can learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. But when it comes to history, that's your job. You need to sit them down and tell them this is really what happened and this is what we went through. And because we're sitting in these lands that are not ours and we're among a people that we didn't know, this is what they've been teaching us all along. You teach them. We have a Bible class every week. We're here Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Free. All you got to do is call in. We'll teach them. Send them to the class. We'll tell them what happened. We'll teach them. Bring them over here. We'll teach them all about it. We'll teach them what they created, what they came up with, the things we brought with them. It was 20 souls that stepped foot on this land in 1619. Negroes. Not Africans. Negroes. That stepped foot on this land in 1619. And they came with all kind of skills. All kind of skills. At Port Comfort, Virginia. We'll tell them. We've been trying to tell y'all this for the longest, for years and years and years, and now you're going to have to pay attention and listen, or you're going to be given a history that just excludes you 100%. But guess what? As long as your mouth is moving and you can write down some stuff you need or orally tell them, you tell them. Tell them. No, the villain ain't going to tell no story to make him look bad. No, he ain't going to do that. He's not going to do that. Because everybody wants to escape the punishment, and nobody's going to get back. If he did this to his own people, his people, you're going to pay for what your ancestors did, just like we had to pay for what our ancestors did. Nobody is going to get back. Nobody will get away. No nation will escape. None. My uncle said, you don't understand what you're teaching. Do you know that it's a big old world out there? So I said, it's always been a big old world out there. It's always been nations and countries that have been economically secure and technology that went beyond anything you could imagine. And when you travel the world and you see all these nations, it does put you in a state of awe. But it don't matter. Some of them don't even exist no more. Babylon is gone. Iran used to be a world superpower. It is no longer. Greece is in ruins. So it don't matter what it looked like. It don't matter what it seemed like. All that matters is what he said. That's all that matters. It don't matter. No matter what it looked like. They said it was never a nation as beautiful as Babylon. With their hanging gardens and all that stuff. It was never a nation as beautiful as Babylon. But you look at it now, it's in ruins. It's just a remnant of what used to be. And the Most High told Daniel that in chapter 2. I see you, Sister Afion. I mean, Sister Yasantia. The Most High told Daniel in chapter 2 what it was going to be. These are the successions of the nation. And it went just like he said it was going to go. Area code 214, your mic is open. You and on the air.
Yes. This really is interesting to me because we know what the scripture says. The scripture said that those that took us into captivity, well, they themselves go into captivity. We also know that their punishment is going to be at least double what ours was. And so when I look at this, one of the things that they're doing, it parallels what we did when we ran. And we tried to escape, and we left Portugal, and we left Spain, and we ended up on the west coast of Africa. We were running. They're running from their history. They're running from the consequences of their actions. And what's doing is actually separating them from their history. So just like what happened to us, eventually we forgot who we were as a people. We forgot who we were as a nation. We were saying, why are we in this situation? We had no understanding because we had been divorced from who we were, what had happened in the past. They are doing this to themselves. They are doing history so that when they don't have us as a reference and when they're just sitting there wondering why they are where they are, and we also know that they're going to leave this land because everyone is going to go back where they came from, I just see this as a reverse of what happened with us. And they're doing it to themselves and not understanding it because they don't know the scriptures. So when you were sitting there, I just laughed. I said, this is really something. The Most High does not lie. And as you said, this is a big world. But I was listening to someone else who, and this was the Gentiles, they were saying, if the United States goes down, the entire world goes down. True. Yeah. Because they also have to reap what they've sown. And so we're looking at the Most High saying, I rule in the kingdom of men. And as you say, what once was is no longer because he is eternal. He's the only thing that's eternal. And so what we're seeing people do, we're actually seeing people bring about what the scriptures have prophesied. But in order to really see it, you have to know what the scriptures say, which is why, again, I appreciate the classes. I learn all the time. I sit and I listen, and I have questions, and sometimes I'm thinking I'm going to ask that in class because I want an answer, and we get that answer from the scriptures.
Yes, hallelujah, bless his name. And that's where it is. He the boss. He rules. He rules and reigns, and all of it is purpose. All of it is purpose. It's purpose. It's purpose. You know what? We ought to have a big old Bible class every week to be able to go over the history and what happened. You know, and we eventually are going to come to that because they're going to have to come and get the real story. Okay, yeah, we know they created the peanut, and we know they created the ironing board, and we know they created this, and they created that. We know all those things. We know about Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all the stuff that they created in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but now it's time to know Yah. And that's where it's going to have to come to because it has to have a foundation. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hi, Sister Yaina. Thank you. I just wanted to bring up, when we're teaching our children, make sure that they know that we are Torah-abiding people. And
yes,
we are the only people that were given the Torah where we have to abide by that. And that way, with this woke thing that's going on, they can't push any other agendas on our children. And when our children hear other agendas, they can say, wait a minute, Mommy and Daddy or Grandma told me that we're Torah-abiding people, so that's not for me. So it's just important that they hear that. Even, I mean, at a young age as well as adolescence, where they're really very impressionable about these things. And, you know, because they're going to try to merge this woke agenda with the black awareness and all of that, although they're not teaching it, teaching our history correctly. They're going to try to merge it. And when our children hear it, I think it's important for them to know that we, in particular, are Torah abiding people, and we were the only people given the Torah. So what we might do is not okay for us.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Do you want me to leave your mic open or close? It's up to you.
Oh, you can close. You can close it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And you know, the thing and the beautiful part about it is it's giving us an opportunity to separate ourselves. We have to be able to teach. We have to be able to be identified as a nation. Now, we're a nation in exile, but we have to identify as a nation. And as a nation, we have to have certain rights. And the reason why I say that is because someone told me that they took their children to a daycare that they had never been to before, and the teacher of the daycare told them, we don't celebrate Christmas, we don't celebrate Halloween, we don't celebrate Easter, we don't celebrate any of those days, because we have Israelite children in here, Hebrew Israelite children, that do not celebrate these things. So in order to make everybody feel secure, we don't celebrate this at the daycare. I'm like, now that's what I'm talking about. And we have to begin to live what we believe. We have to begin to live what we believe. But it starts at home. You know, it's not their job. And like I said, it's not the teacher's job to go into detail in the history. And I wouldn't lie for the school system. I would just tell them, you have to go home and talk to your parents about that and get the parents involved. You know, we're only allowed to go this far. So we would like for you to go the rest of the way. And then what we'd like to do is for you to teach your children, and they can come back in and tell the story about what you told them. You know, because you can't stop kids from talking. No, that's not the truth. That's not the way it ended. That's not the way it started. The Most High is amazing in the way he do stuff. He is amazing. You can't expect them that they're not going to talk about slavery and the children of Israel and hangings and the lynchings and all the stuff that was done. It was horrific. They're not going to tell. They're not going to allow their children in this society to believe that they were capable of doing, that their great-great-grandfathers was capable of that. They're not. Because we live in a society now, we're in this popcorn society where everybody's happy. Ooh, everybody just be happy. We just love one another. I don't care whether you're black. I don't care whether you're green. I don't care whether you're white. It don't make me no difference. These kids are not structured the way that certain other generations were. So they're looking like, did we really do all that? Yeah, you did. We did the same thing when we read the Bible. We was like, why would they disobey him? You didn't get it after the third time? Are you serious? But guess what? It all had to be. It all was purposed to be. And now we're sitting here like, man, if we have the opportunity to do this again, we will not be disobeying. You know, so that's every generation. The kids are going to look like, what did you, why did you this, how come you didn't get it? I mean, when he brought y'all out the third time, how come it took seven other times for him to say that's it? You know, but again, you know, each generation has to come to terms with that. So they don't want their children to know that. The only problem is you can't run from Yah because he wrote the story. So whether you tell it out loud or whether you don't, is the outcome is still going to be the same. It's still going to be the same. It's nothing. It's just leaving it up. The responsibility is left up to the parent to tell the story. Ain't no need in marching. Ain't no need in screaming about nothing. Leave it up to the parents to tell the story. You don't need nobody to validate your black history in the schools. Have your own Black History Month. So stop relying on everybody else to tell it. You tell it. Instead of scheduling parties and barbecues, have a get-together with Black History and teach our children. You don't have to have a special occasion. We talk about this every week. Every week we talk about this. You ain't got to have nobody. See, we're in this society where everybody got to know. Everybody want everybody else to know what they're doing. And look, and this is something that we can do ourselves. I wouldn't even be mad. I'm like, whatever. Come on over here and sit down. Let me tell you what really happened. Let me show you what really happened. Let me show you what they did. This is what they did. This is what really happened. In spite of Facebook and social media and TikTok and Twitter and all that kind of, this is what really happened. Now, do you want to know why it happened? Let me tell you why it happened. And you want to know the solution to how we fix it? Let me show you how we fix it. That settles the problem. That settles the problem. It ain't hard. It ain't hard to do. You know, we just want that. We want the rah-rah team. And if it's going in that direction, that's the direction it's going to go in. If that's the direction the Most High wanted to go in, that's the direction it's going in. But if the ball is in your corner, I wouldn't care one way or the other. Sit on down, let me tell you. Start them when they're young, 2 and 3 years old. Hallelujah. Let me tell you about Yah. Get on your knees before you go to bed and let's say a prayer. And we're going to call on the Almighty Yah. Let me show you how to pray. No, we don't eat pork. We don't eat that kind of stuff. That's a no-no. We don't eat that. Don't ever eat that. You start training these kids up when they little, and they won't do it. We have to live this thing. This is a lifestyle. This is not, we always want to blame the other people for not accepting. You ain't got to accept us. We know who we are.
I'd like to say two things. One, we need to teach children to be critical thinkers. One of the things I used to do with my son is we would go somewhere and something would happen, and I wouldn't try to correct it or point it out. I would just kind of nudge him and say, watch. And then when I would get home, I'd sit down and we'd talk about what we saw so that he could sit there and analyze what it was that he was looking at. But here we're taught to just kind of accept everything. But we don't have to tell people that we know what we know, but we do have to be wise. He said we're supposed to be as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves. Teach our children to know what they're looking at and not give away their hand by not doing what it is that they know. They don't have to tell everybody what they know, but they need to know how to assess what it is that they're seeing. And that starts with knowing the truth. That leads me to the second thing that's really been bothering me. I've been listening to a lot of people talk about Hebrew Israelites and even Hebrew Israelites themselves talking about a person who's no longer a Hebrew Israelite. And I said, people do not understand a fundamental principle. You cannot no longer be a Hebrew Israelite or become a Hebrew Israelite. We are a nation. We are a people. It's like being born into a family. Even if you don't want to associate with your family, you are still a member of that family by blood. And this seems to be something that is really at the core of a lot of misunderstanding. I see all of this discussion. They're no longer a Hebrew Israelite, or they became a Hebrew Israelite. Absolutely not. This is a fundamental error, and it's really been bothering me because people are running with this as if this is the truth, like I can no longer be a Hebrew Israelite or I can become a Hebrew Israelite. No, you cannot. If you are, you are, and if you are not, you are not.
That's true. I 100% I agree. 100% I agree. But, you know, those are woke and unwoke people, people who are trying to come into the knowledge. And most of the time, a lot of that is people who have gone to camps and different places and they have gotten caught up in the wrong thing. And then they've gotten damaged, and then they say, "Oh, I'm done with that." And like it's a church. Oh, I'm not a Christian anymore. I'm not apostolic anymore. And it's lack of teaching, you know, because for them they didn't understand exactly what it was, you know. Or those are mostly Christians who are just not woke. They just not woke, you know. And it's hard. Let me tell you something. It is hard to believe that church is not real. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that church is not real. It's just hard to believe. And then, you know, to be in that, like we said yesterday, and not have the knowledge of what's going on, it is hard to believe that it's not real. It's difficult to believe it. And the only way that you can understand that is emotionally, people are saying this has got to be God. I mean, we speaking in tongues, we going through the motions, we getting excited, the music is there, the spirit is there, and oh, we got this feeling, and it's just a wonderful thing, and it's, this has got to be it. That'd be it. It's too powerful for it not to be it. And then the Most High does something. He goes this way. I'd like to introduce myself. because when he step into your mind, it ain't nothing you can do. I want to introduce myself. Let me show you what it really is. And then he begins to show you. And it's hiding in plain sight. And you, so many people refuse to accept that that just ain't real. I refuse to accept that. So what do? They come against us. They say, he would have told me. If it was something else, he would have told me. I know I wouldn't have been left behind. I'm living holy. It's hard to accept. So they come against us. Because we got to be the ones wrong. We got to be the cult. We got to be the ones teaching wrong, because with holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Be holy, for I am holy. And when you have all of that stuff coming at you, and then you have the Israelites saying, it ain't real. It ain't real. Y'all, oh no, that's blasphemy over there. That is deception. You got to be the one that's wrong. So they come against the Israelites. It's easier to do that than to accept what's going on. It's easier. It's just easier to do that. Whether it's the PCAF, the PAW, the Church of God in Christ, the Full Gospel Baptist, whoever it is, it's easier because the people, I'm not talking about the leadership, the people can't believe that that's just not real. But Yah has to be the one to bring truth. He has to be the one to bring it. And it's no different than what the school system says or what the church says. The church is telling their people, don't believe the Israelites. The school system is telling the people, don't teach about black history. Nobody wants truth. Because this got to be it. This has got to be it. All this time I've spent over here speaking in tongues. It's got to be it. It can't be nothing else. When the Most High shows you, it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. We are people of praise. Hallelujah. It has nothing to do with that. Of course he wants to praise. Yeah, he wants you to praise him and to thank him for the things that he's done. But he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he told you.
Yeah. And it's about relationship. You know, we're so focused on proving who we are. Are you an Israelite? Are you not an Israelite? Or you start just the fundamental kinds of things, we don't get to what is really, really, really necessary, and that's the relationship. That's when you are around no one, and you can call on no one but the Most High. When you look at Israel, you say, "You know, I've come to you, and I'm asking this of the Father in your name, and you're the only one I can rely on. There is absolutely no one around. I'm in a desperate situation. I need an answer." We need to have that kind of relationship. But if we're so distracted by all of these things that are not really essential, I mean, they are a given. There's no need to argue about that. It's a given. If we understand, we can just leave it and go on to what is really needful, and that is to build that relationship. That's the reason he said he's going to write the word in our heart. But that means that it's going to be such a part of us that we're going to breathe it. We won't be fighting each other and trying to establish church, because it will not be about that. It will be about the relationship that we have through the Father, and through him, the relationship that we have with each other. And that's the thing that has really kind of been bothering me. I want us to, as a people, really have that be our essence, and not trying to establish hierarchy or who we are or what isn't acceptable or not acceptable. Obey the commandments. I mean, he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I tell you exactly what it is that you need to know.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. I really do agree. So that's the problem. That's the problem in a nutshell. Nobody wants to accept the fact that what they're doing isn't right. It's not right because they've been doing it for so long. They've been doing this for, my grandmother's grandmother went to this church. We got to believe in holiness. That's what matters in this thing. Hallelujah. You know, it's a wheel that's been spinning for a long time. It's a machine that's been running for a long time. And nobody wants to say, hold on, wait a minute. And they can't because they're caught up in the euphorism of it, the spiritual euphorism of it. And they like, oh, this is, we had some church. God showed up, honey. Oh, my goodness, this was just it. And it's just not. It's just like when Elisha went to the cave when he was running from Jezebel. You know, the Most High took him to a series of things for him to identify him. You know, it was the wind and it was the earthquake and it was this and that and the other. But he wasn't in it. He was in that small, still voice. That calm, small, still voice. And the devil always got a parade going. And everybody, oh, hallelujah. And it's like he's not in it. Because when he come in, you'll know it. But he has to get you to, he has to pull you away from that so that he can introduce himself. And when he introduces himself, you are just in total disbelief, like, wow. He said, let me introduce myself. I like you to praise me too. I want you to love me to the point where you want to do a dance, but I need you to be obedient first. I want you to sing a song to me too and mean it from your heart, but I need you to keep my laws and statutes and commandments first. You dealing with the people that shouting that don't keep laws, statutes, and commandments. And he's like, who is that? That's not me over there. I want you to do all those things. I thrive in those things. But you have to be obedient first. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't give me what I don't want. But he has to wake you up before you understand that. He has to get your attention before you can really see that. And unfortunately, people don't want that. And it's full of the sideshow. The sideshow is going on. Honey, baby, it is going. Today, it's going on. And the performance starts. And the music starts. It's almost like going to a Broadway musical. Every Sunday. It's a Broadway musical. They just use the word as the script. And the band is playing and the background is singing and the pastor is performing, but ain't nobody keeping no law, statutes, and commandments. Ain't keeping them. But they praising him now, but ain't no law, statutes, and commandments being kept. He said, don't give me what I don't want. I told you if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Nobody wants to accept that. They're like, this can't be not real. This ain't, this, what you mean it ain't real? They prophesying all day. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that if you just give me $25, that when you go home today, everything is going to be all right. You're going to, a check is coming in the mail. All you got to do is just trust him. But I need you to take care of the prophet. And then God is going to make sure everything is going to be all right. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and all of his righteousness and everything else will be added to you. It's a Broadway show every Sunday. It's a Broadway show. They just use the word as a script. And the people need entertainment. Yes, ma'am.
Several years ago, I actually went to a church where they used Star Wars, literal scenes from Star Wars, the movie, and I mean played the clip and just interspersed pet scriptures here and there. Unbelievable.
very unbelievable, but that's what the people need. That's what they need. They have to have that because he has their eyes closed. So until he opens up their eyes to understand, they're going to stay in the Broadway show. Every Sunday they go into the Broadway show. And they have to pay for it every Sunday in order to participate. And if you don't pay for it, then they make you feel guilty. And that's how we was all in it. I was in it just like everybody else was in it. But we the ones that's deceptive. But it's okay because in due season he's going to wake up his people. He's going to do that. I believe that because he said he would. And you have to let them be where they are and let the Most High deal with them the way he wants to because those are his people. And we're going to survive and make it through. And however he chooses to do it, however he chooses to bring them, he woke us up ahead of time on purpose, and that is to help. He's going to show us what we have to do next. And that's all we can do is wait on him. He's going to get them together. I know he loves his people. He's not going to leave them hanging. But it was a holding place. Church was a holding place. That was the spirituality that was necessary to hold you until he woke you up and brought you out, because you're going to come out. Got to come out. All praises. And on that note, our show is over today. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. You be faithful to the Most High. Do your diligence, reading, praying, fasting. Be there, you know, get to know him and spend time with him so that we can be prepared for such a time as this. You know, and just pray for our family members because right now they're in a place where they can't hear or can't see. But he's going to wake them up in his own time because he loves his people. And we're going to get ready to go home like he said we would. And on that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your day and evening. And we will be back next week at our regularly scheduled time. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a great rest of your evening. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.